Hey y'all, Roxy here. So I finally got a chance to listen to Usher's new album after the Super Bowl. First of all, talk about the Super Bowl for 1 second. That was impossible. The Super Bowl was impossible. I didn't know what to expect. So the thing with the Super Bowl is established artists, then Beyoncé's, people with very... people who have had a lot of hits, right, and have a very high profile portfolio of music, I always see what they will put together. Does it make sense? So like a Beyoncé that has catchy tunes, has had millions of number ones, etc. Any 10 songs in 15 minutes would have been able to fill out 15 minutes of performance. So I wasn't worried about those kind of artists. Lady Gaga, for instance, I can sing 10 Lady Gaga songs that everybody can sing along. So I wasn't worried about that as well. For Usher came from a time when music has evolved, right? So R&B that we used to know in the 80s is no longer R&B we know now. It will evolve even further into the future. The kind of R&B that he sang back then would appeal to, I don't know, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds now. And I haven't sort of in the last decade seen new music, like modernized Usher, if you will, in a way that he has like number ones recently that would fill up, that would get a crowd singing along and sort of make it, you know what I mean? So I couldn't, in my head, before the Super Bowl, get 10 songs together, 10 Usher songs together that would fill 15 minutes, for instance. So I was very surprised when he came out, and then the hits that he had that I forgot about, right? The Alicia Keys, I totally forgot about those. They seem so long ago, but they are really not. Does it make sense? And you forget that it was Usher that sang it. I think part of the reason for Usher for me is that Usher was so groundbreaking in his vocals that there's so many copycats. Almost every R&B singer after Usher sounds like Usher, right? So some music that I've heard over the years that I didn't know was Usher, because I thought it was Chris Brown, I thought it was Justin Bieber, I thought it was Tank, I thought it was... everyone sounds like Usher. Only for him to sing it, I'm like, oh, that was an Usher song. So it was fantastic. And then he came out in roller skates. Oh my God. It wasn't even a fluke. So the roller skates thing, right? I kind of thought, so some artists, when they try to do like stunts, like, you know, whatever, the dancers do 80% of the stunts, right? So the artist just moves from point A to point B. But of course, there'll be dancers and things to confuse you as the audience. And you think, oh, a lot is happening. But if you watch the artists themselves, they really do nothing, right? They just there catching their breath so that they can sing. Usher was skating, dancing on skates, dance backwards, that you should watch it. It was incredible. It was incredible. I've never been a fanboy for anybody, and I'm not an Usher fanboy, but that was... beyond, I couldn't believe it. And he's not young. He's not like 20. He's like advanced, proper advanced. Also, I like the branding, right? So Usher before was supposed to be the young heartthrob kind of thing. Nah, he's evolved. He's brought on his sexiness, right? He's owned it, which is what I always tell people. I'm like, ask yourself, what do people want to see me as? What am I people's fantasy when they see me? Doesn't make sense when they hear my name and they see me. If you're in arts, right, you ask yourself, when my fans think of me, what do they think? Every time you try to create a brand that goes against what people really want you to be in their heads, your fans want you to be in their heads, they're not going to buy, because there's a disconnect between you as a brand and what they want you to be to them, if that makes any sense. So if he had come out and reminded us that he's the father of 4 kids and, you know, he's playing elderly music and trying to be R. Kelly-ing the thing, everyone's going to be like, please move away. Right before, as soon as they announced the Super Bowl thing, he's slowly rebranded himself into ultra sexiness, right? Still your girl, I'm so sexy, I know you want me, I'm your fantasy, come and touch, that sort of thing. And then he did the Skims adverts, you know what I mean? So he's playing up his sexiness to the point where it exploded on the Super Bowl stage, right? And all of these little things that happened with Kiki Wyatt and all those things about women who went to his concerts and their boys, their men at home got insecure and all those kind of things, painting him up as the ultimate sexiness, which was a terrific branding strategy, right? And he played in on that, and he took it to the Super Bowl, and it was a hit. So all of those things combined together, his preparation, his catalog, and his branding as a sexy, ultimate sexy, blah, blah, all came together as this incredible, incredible persona. And so, of course, I was forced to listen to his album. Usually, most artists, once Super Bowl comes in, with all the attention they're getting, they drop an album. So nothing new there. I'm not an Usher fan like that. You know what I mean? He's got one or two songs like, yeah, because everyone knows those songs. They're not my thing. So I had to listen to this new album. First of all, two Nigerians on there, I need to give credits. They represented, you know what I mean? So when you see a Nigerian represented, that was our sound. So as soon as the beat dropped from the first track, track one, and the other track called Ruin, which is my absolute favorite track. As soon as I hadn't even looked at my phone, right? Because I just put on my headset and let the entire album play. It doesn't make sense, but I make a note of the songs that actually make me pause. That first song, as soon as it hit, I'm like, oh, Usher came in first. I didn't hear Burna Boy or anything. Do you know what I mean? So when he started, I'm like, this sounds very fluid. It has a fluidity that Nigerian music generally has. You know what I mean? There's a fluidity. And I was just saying that to myself, thinking, there's a fluidity to this song that's just not American. American is a little more hard edge. I'm trying to prove something. Nigerians are just like vibing. We're just having fun sort of thing. And then, of course, I heard Burna Boy. And I'm like, yes, the Nigerian element. That's what it was. I can pick it. I can pick it from songs that Nigerians feature in. It's almost like you can tell. There's a groove element to it. I can't explain. Anyway, so the song Ruin comes up and I stopped everything. I was walking into a supermarket when it came up. I froze from the very first beat. I froze. I'm like, what on earth? It's not even Usher. It's not because it was Usher. It was just what American artist, what international artist has this much groove. Like, it's not possible. And I thought, what song is this? So I played the second time. The song finished. I did my thing. Played the song a second time. I still felt the same thing. I had to look. I'm like, who sang this song? And then I saw Feels. I'm thinking, who the fuck? Excuse my language. Who is Feels? And then I Googled it and I saw a Nigerian producer. But I'm like, you see, somehow, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm Nigerian and my ears are tuned to that sort of, there's a vibe. There's a vibe. If you listen to Simi, there's an artist called Simi in Nigeria. All her songs have that groove. There's a groove before she opens her mouth, before she sings, whether she has melody, whether before her voice adds the tone to the song. There's a groove, the beat. There's a groove that makes your shoulders shake opposite to your waist. Doesn't make sense. Like you just go left and right shoulder. You don't even know what's coming next. The groove. I know I'm trying to explain this because it really hit me in the face. So yes, two songs stood out, the track one and Ruin. There's a song with Lado, a rapper called Lado, really good song as well, really held up to it. I could see myself playing it like a few more times. Lado has done really good feature songs recently, right? So whenever I see her featuring in someone else's track, I can expect the track will be up to a certain standard. Doesn't make sense. Almost like if she gets there, she's gonna add umph to the track. Do you know what I mean? But also she doesn't get on tracks that she, you know what I mean? It's almost like if she doesn't feel it, she's not gonna jump on it, right? She's not trying to save any track. The track has to be good. So whenever I see Lado on a song, I'm like, okay, that track's gonna be good. She's not gonna jump on a track that she can't weave through. Doesn't make sense. Weave a magic through. And so that also lived up to hype as well. There's two other ones. I can't remember them at the moment. But I'm going to blog about it anyway. But there are two other songs that I really liked as well. So all in all, five tracks. I think that the album itself was a little too long though, in fairness. That's my only gripe with it. There's only so much of any artist you can take in one sitting, if that makes any sense. And I know that an album is supposed to be played and enjoyed in different settings. Different songs are for different moods and vibes and places and times. But to sit down and listen to it as a reviewer, all together, all tracks at the same time, took like so much of my life I can't get back. I feel like some of the songs, I really had to skip them. There's some songs, I think the final few songs after track 12, I think, was just not everything from then on. I was just like, okay, no. That was classic Usher, you know, making babies kind of music kind of thing. You know, look at us old people coming from dinner, you know, turn down the lights and let's try to get the groove on and act like we're still young. Okay, we get it. You know, moving on. That was so 60s. But classic Usher, that's what I expect Usher to sound like. You know what I mean? So the ones that actually surprised me are the ones that made the album for me. So overall, I know I've said a lot and I've said it really fast because I'm trying to keep it on 10 minutes. Overall, the album scores a very strong 3.5/5 for me. I've seen stronger albums. You know what I mean? I've seen stronger albums from an established artist who knows his brand and is working it. Just doesn't make sense. He's not trying to figure out who he is. This could have been better. But yeah, classic Usher. If you like Usher, old Usher, you're gonna love it. Peace out, y'all.